So we've got observation. We've got watering. We've got soil conditioning. Now it's time for seed selection. You went through a quick list of things that could be planted right now. We did have a homeowner text us and want to know about their tomato plants. Should they try and keep them alive through the summer?
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure your opinion. I know Jay Harper says save the water because it's probably, even if you are able to limp it through the summer, it's not going to be a great producer. Compost it and just start with new plants in the spring or in the fall. Do you try and keep your tomato plants through the summer?
Mostly they don't make it through the summer. That being said, I have a tomato plant growing in my front yard right now that is 4 feet wide, 7 feet long. It's one plant. It's huge. And it is full of quarter size tomatoes right now that are all coming in. So, you know, magic can happen. And, you know, trying to get things through the summer can be challenging. So
that's up to you. But they probably, for water savings, it's a little more effective to go ahead and just let it go.
Yeah.
Can up all those extra ones that you get right now.
There you go. Well, this tomato plant was from a year ago. We planted it a year ago, so it made it through the summer last year.
And when you say your front door, that's facing east, you've got a little eave, so you've got a nice microclimate.
Got some afternoon shade on it. Yeah, exactly.
That plant got that big in 1 year?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
We're doing something wrong.
Well, and I had some others that didn't, but... You know, nature is funny like that. Nature, you know, magic happens. And then when that magic happens, you want to save the seeds. That's what we're talking about this afternoon from 2 until 5 at Seed Up Saturday. That's seedupsaturday.com. So seeds, the different kinds of seeds. There's three different kinds of seeds you've likely heard of, genetically modified. The good news is that as gardeners, it's not something that we really have to manage. Getting genetically modified seeds for our gardens because we're not the people that the companies are building those seeds for. You want to educate yourself and pay attention to what genetically modified means, but we don't really have to worry about the seeds in our gardens. Hybrid seeds, you've undoubtedly heard of hybrid seeds. It's when watermelon A crosses with watermelon B and they make a watermelon
seedless seed, watermelon,
which is seedless and really sweet. They're called cuties and hybrids aren't necessarily bad. You just can't save the seeds and get a reliable crop out of them. Can you save the seeds and plant them? Absolutely. And it's fun to experiment with that. And then there's open pollinated. Go ahead.
And that's if you have enough room to have, okay, here's my reliable crop,
mm-hmm.
and over here is my test crop.
Exactly. And then there's heirloom or open pollinated seeds, and that's pretty much everything that I plant in my yard. These are land races of seeds that are they're stable. So if you save the seed from an Armenian cucumber, what you get is a really nice Armenian cucumber the next season. And the thing that I do in my yard is I call it a food forest. So I basically let things go to seed in my yard, let the seeds land, and let them come back on their own year after year. And I have literally dozens of things that do that every year in my yard that I don't have to plant. They just come back year after year after year.
And you were talking about at one point in time, they found seeds that were thousands of years old in a pot from the Aztecs, and they planted them and they grew.
And they grew, yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Yeah, people ask me this. This is one of the questions we get in our seed classes is how long do seeds live? They live until you kill them.
Until you kill them.
Until you kill them.
Week and a half.
And you kill them by keeping them in too hot of an area, too moist of an area. The mantra for saving seeds is cool, dark, and dry. You want to keep the seeds cool in a dark place and dry. And if you leave them in your car in the summertime, forget it. You're going to kill them. And they really don't know how long seeds will live. I read a report, I don't know, about 10 years ago, of a seeds from the 1920s that they do a germ test on. That's how to test to see if they germinate as a germ test every year. And, you know, since the 1920s, these seeds still germinate. And right. If you get a bunch of seeds and they're all dead except one, and it grows, bonus.
Hang on.
You got food.
Oh, man. Well, Greg, it's been a long time since I've felt this inadequate. Your tomato plants, one-year-old tomato plants, bigger than my oleanders.
There you go.
Now, listen, y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned. Rosie is going to get on a huge, huge soapbox in the next hour. So we've been outside helping you with your landscape, your irrigation, and your food forest. I love that term. Why water it? Why feed it? Why trim it? Why edge it? Why do anything with it if you can't eat it?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, I'm a big advocate of that plant. Now I just got to learn how to grow it. But I do make good compost.
Nice.
So thanks a million for this hour.
Absolutely.
And again, the activity this afternoon, the event this afternoon.
SeedUpSaturday.com.
All right. And that's a live event.
Free online with education on how to save seeds.
And we can order seeds in that event.
And you can order seeds in that event.
Just like in the old days when we used to go to the seed out and walk through the aisles
exactly.
And pick it and bag it. All right, fantastic.
And next month in March, we'll be talking garden water. So we'll dive deep into all the different elements of watering your garden. Here at Rosie on the House, moving into our 9 o'clock hour, our On the House hour.